From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 10th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajewski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Village Board's objection to the proposed purchase of the former St. Patrick's Central Catholic High School by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties emerged during a public meeting on Wednesday, June the 8th. At that meeting, the village board was presented with a petition declaring opposition to the project signed by 198 property owners in the Woodland Avenue neighborhood where the building is located. The petition stated the residents generally disapproved of any future use of the property, which would require a building or special use permit, a variance, or rezoning. Village President Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "We are all in agreement. We do not want this project to go forward," end quote. Village Trustee Vincent Seeley suggested the planning board hold a special session to see how the property can be developed and what zoning rules are needed. The MHA is currently under contract to purchase the 10-acre site for use as a centralized facility to serve Greene County. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has created a broadband advisory subcommittee to be chaired by Gallatin Supervisor John Riley. Riley is the chairman of the board's Economic Development Committee. The subcommittee will advise the full board on matters pertaining to broadband internet services for county residents and will meet regularly to provide feedback and input to supervisors as well as to the New York State Broadband Office. The group includes four county supervisors, five representatives of elected national and state legislators, three county employees, the president of Columbia Economic Development Corp., the advertising director of Columbia Green Media, serving as a representative of the Hudson Mayor's office, as well as a representative of the Citizens Group and a citizen of Stuyvesant. Riley said the organizational meeting will take place on Monday, June the 10th at 401 State Street in Hudson prior to the Economic Development Committee meeting. You can read that full story in the Register Star. There's a herd of goats at work for the Bridge Authority. The Daily Freeman is reporting a herd of goats from Rhinebeck will return to work clearing weeds for the State Bridge Authority this summer. Authority Executive Director Joseph Ruggio said, and I quote, "The goats did an outstanding job last year. Not only are they cute and furry, they eat almost anything and make our job a lot easier," end quote. A dozen goats will reside under a section of the walkway over the Hudson and the Mid-Hudson Bridge and clear the land of poison ivy, weeds, and all other overgrown vegetation. Areas cleared by the goats last year grew back much more slowly than previous attempts at brush clearing, officials said. Carrie Allen reports in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham schools need a new superintendent, and on June the 7th, the board explained how the process of hiring will work. The board wants to announce a new superintendent in mid-January and have hired consultant Lucy Martin to meet with the administration, students, teachers, non-instructional staff, and the community beginning September the 12th with school staff. Board President Melanie Spock said during a meeting, and I quote, "We want good, honest feedback. We need to hear it all," end quote. Casey Seeler at Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo is putting the blame on state lawmakers for not passing any ethics reform this session, even after leaders of the Assembly and Senate were recently sentenced to prison on corruption charges. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I have proposed it. I have proposed it starting January. They do not want to pass it," end quote. He said this referring to several proposals he mentioned in January's State of the State address and has rarely mentioned since. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Julia Reichel reports in the Watershed Post that the Otiora Central School District Board of Education voted 5-2 on June the 7th to switch the school's Indian mascot, changing their team name to the Eagles. The Ulster County School District previously changed the name in the year 2000, which exploded into a bitter culture war with death threats, vandalized tires, and national coverage in the New York Times. Jack Warren, a senior at Otiora High School and vice president of Otiora's Human Rights Club, said, and I quote, "There are plenty of people who are upset, and they have every right to be. The mascot meant a lot to them, but it was time for it to go. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't mourn the loss of it," end quote. In Greene County, the Coxsackie Athens School also uses the Indians' nickname. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Scott Waldman in Politico New York reports that since blood results were released June 3rd, residents of Hoosac Falls and politicians representing them continue to call for hearings in Albany about the water poisoning. Story says that the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo has not released the full results, telling reporters instead that the results range from, and I quote, non-detect, end quote, to, and I quote, greater than 200 parts per billion, end quote. Although Hoosac Falls residents are saying they received much higher results. Richard Clapp, a professor of epidemiology at the Boston University School of Public Health, wants the state to show the geographic distribution of the test results to find areas where exposures might be higher. On June 7th, U.S. Representative Kathleen Rice of Long Island became the highest-ranking Democrat to call for hearings on how the state and federal government handled the Hoosac Falls crisis. Representative Chris Gibson previously announced support for hearings, and on June 9th, State Assembly member Steve McLaughlin, Republican Melrose, waged a Twitter war against Cuomo's lack of action on the water issue in Hoosac Falls, and Kent Hannon, the chair of the New York State Senate's Health Committee, about why he is not holding hearings. Waldman reports there is little interest anywhere in Albany for hearings. Waldman wrote, and I quote, Senate GOP Majority Leader John Flanagan walked away from a reporter on Monday rather than answer the question as to why he had not called for legislative hearings into water quality issues around the state. On Tuesday, Basil Seagoes, acting commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, left his bag behind because he skipped out of a committee hearing so quickly before a reporter could ask him questions, end quote. Now, Hoosac Falls is not the only community facing PFOA contamination in New York, with nearby Petersburg suffering a similar problem in its municipal water supply. And Newburgh has recently tested positive for high levels of PFOS, or perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, which is similar to PFOA. You can read that full story in Politico New York. Today is day 9 of the WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 70 degrees. Friday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 47. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be partly sunny with a high near 76. Saturday night, the National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting the potential for severe thunderstorms with potential damaging wind gust and hail. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Sunday, isolated showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 73 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 53. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 10th day of June 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.